Ooh, wowee, wowee. What a show that was. Episode 400. We brought on a new co-host. I'm so excited. T, how are you feeling, girl? Shoot.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. I'm very excited. So happy to be here.
Yes, yes. I'm so happy to have you. I'm so happy this isn't a secret anymore. I've been living a lie for 2 weeks, a fortnight. So what was the costumes that you guys thought I was going to be?
Oh, I thought you were going to be Mario riding Yoshi.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think that was the only one I was really banking on.
Okay. I thought this was going to be funny. That's why I was like, let's
see. No, I think Light has another one.
Oh, Light, what do you think?
So I had seen on TikTok, there was one of those inflatable ones that looked like you were getting a shoulder ride from a someone who's running for president.
The orange one?
The orange one. And normally they were wearing it in like a pro orange one way, but sure. I thought, that's what I thought. Because you were like, oh, don't read that one. I have a joke for it. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to come out like that.
That'd be really funny.
Come out and I'm trying to sell you shitty fries that someone else cooked.
Just punching the head.
Exactly. Oh, God. No one makes fries like me. Yeah. What do I do?
E. coli. It's the best.
That's right. The onions are great. You should eat them. Typhoid be damned. Bill's character. I'm so happy to have you on. This has been so, I don't know. I feel renewed almost. T, I got a question for you. And I'm now thinking about it on the spot because I totally forgot. What were your thoughts entering in today? Were you nervous? Were you also relieved? How are you feeling?
Walking in, walking out. I wasn't nervous leading up to it. I was just really excited. But then when I was like off camera and, you know, hiding in the wings, I was getting nervous because I was just like, oh my God, this is happening. Oh my God, this is happening. Oh my God, this is happening. And then you announced me and I couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, get it together, woman.
Don't cry. Don't cry. When I got you guys both, double whammy there of tears and emotion. Ooh-wee. You're going to find that I'm dead inside and it doesn't. Only dogs will bring me to tears.
Can we like meet halfway? Because literally everything brings me to tears.
Oh, we're the same person in that regards, Light. So
the dumbest stuff. Seriously, I watched a video of a woman who brought her dog her guide dog, mm-hmm. To Disney World, and he has a favorite ride, and he knows how to get there directly. And then there's a video of him riding the ride, just looking so happy, and I was sobbing mm-hmm. because a dog was riding a Disney ride. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Happy moments get me just as much as sad ones.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, I'm a huge Office fan. Michael Scott proposing to Holly gets me every time. The romantic in me was like, oh my God, it's so beautiful.
When he comes back for the wedding.
Oh.
Sobbing.
The Jim and Pam wedding, when they're doing the Chris Brown dance style, that whole sequence, tears.
Oh, good. Fuck it. For me, oh my God. I would say Michael and Holly are my favorite couple in The Office. That's a hot take. And I do have a crush on Holly.
Also, I mean, yeah. Probably.
All right, fair enough. All right, cool. Everybody says Pam, and I'm like,
yes.
No, for me, it was Holly. Always. Okay. I don't know why.
It's fair. Yeah,
respectfully.
Back to when we asked Light to be on the show, one of my favorite things about that moment, outside of Joe stealing it from me, was you letting us.
I'm sweating so bad.
Was you telling us that it was like a goal this year for you to be like permanently on a podcast thing, which we had no idea at all, and that was really really cool that we got to fulfill that, and it's with us because that was the other thing too. Like I wanted. And Joe's not lying. Like a few weeks ago, after the second week you were filling in every week or whatever, I was like, what are we doing here? Let's just make it permanent. Let's make it official kind of thing. Because my neurotic brain is like, if we don't get laid on, someone else is going to take her. And it's, I'm gonna be real sad.
You're gonna have to fight.
I really appreciate that so much. Yeah, at the beginning of the year, I think I got, well, I know I got this idea from Janet Garcia, and then I slightly modified it where she makes a bingo board. Mm-hmm. I think she does it monthly. So she does a bingo board with goals. And then when she gets bingo, she gets herself like a little prize. I don't know where her prizes are. So I decided this year I was actually going to try to make goals for the year. But for me, if I just make goals, I never reach them because I just cannot focus on what I need to do for that.
That's why I don't do resolutions anymore.
Right, exactly.
I can set them. Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm going to follow through.
Yeah, I need like a little, I need motivation. So I was like, okay, I'll do the bingo board and then I'm going to make it more tangible for myself. I'm going to do an annual one. These are my goals for the year. And I'm going to just try to get as many bingos as I possibly can. Essentially, I want to just fill in the whole board. And then every month I'm going to sit down at the first of the month and I'm going to make a monthly bingo board based off of those things. Mm-hmm. And one of those was I wanted to find a full-time podcasting because I had met Mike at an event. Snowbike Mike had an event and I was like, my goal at first was I want to be on Kind of Funny, and I got on Kind of Funny and I was like, holy shit, that was really fun. I absolutely loved that.
Oh, did you really? Did I miss that episode?
Yeah.
That's how I got introduced to Light. Oh, she was on the Less Was Part 2
remaster. And then I was on the X-Cast for Starfield.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. The two I miss. Are you kidding me?
I got it in my crawl where I was like, this is the next step. Cause you're always looking, how can you evolve your content? I was like, this is the next thing I want to do. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to start my own, if I want to go on, you know, another one. And I was like, okay, my goal is going to be, I want to get on more shows. And then when we met at PAX, I was like, I'm going for this. I want to get on this show next. And then I was like, I want a permanent spot. And I felt like I really just meshed with you guys really well. I feel like our sense of humor is very similar. And I feel like we work off of each other really well. So when you asked, I was like, holy crap, A, this was a goal of mine, but B, more importantly than that, I feel like I'm just talking with two friends hanging out, and this is another way for me to be in this field in a different medium, and I love it. I love it so much. Yeah. So, thank you.
Likewise, back at you. Like when we were, you know, because that was true. The conversation we had at Summer Games Fest was like, I was telling Kyle, I was like, yeah, I think we're both really tired, and like, sometimes you're going to be out. Sometimes I'm going to be out. Like, I'm going to be doing grad school next year, probably. And like, you know, we're going to need someone that is going to be an anchor for us so that we don't have to go hunting for a co-host. And like, then we got to scramble up notes and all that, like consistency on our end. And then when, you know, we started looking, but then we got like, kind of like midway through July, we just stopped because life gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And then when I reached out about the Star Wars Outlaws thing, I was like, oh, she's sad. And then literally during that whole episode, I'm like, this is holy shit. She's really good. And like, you kept saying like, I'm really new at this. Give me tips. I'm like, you're a fucking natural. I don't even know notes here, kid. You're crushing it.
I do appreciate that. Cause Kyle, kind of going off what you were saying, I am my own worst critic. And afterwards I was like, you just tell me if I'm doing bad. Cause like, I don't want to hear it, but also I need to hear it. Because I would hate if there was any like criticism and I wasn't hearing it and it was getting worse and worse and worse, because then I built it up in my head. Sure. Like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Oh my God, yeah. What's happening? You know?
Even when Joe would tell me I did nothing wrong, I still built it up in my head. Like, no, he's lying.
Yeah.
He's just being nice.
Yeah.
I'm not that good.
Yeah. And like, and truthfully for me, like I can share, I share your concern of like having to be like the best and whatnot. Like, cause like, you're not just new at this, but unfortunately you're also like a woman in this industry. And it also, that comes with the territory of like, well, you're not a real gamer because you've never played whatever bullshit game that qualifies you to be a gamer. Like that shit's really annoying. So it's, you know, Van Jones said it best. You have to be flawless. And that is bullshit to me. Mm-hmm. And so like when I was looking for like, you know, a new co-host, like, I never asked you, we will, because I want to know like your history of like, I'm like, what's your gamer score at? I don't give a shit. Because it's really about like, A, are you a smart and kind person? Yes and yes. And like, do we vibe with each other? And it's like 100% yes. Mm-hmm. Everything else is extra. You know, because Yeah, I really hate that in the gaming community so freaking much.
It's like when we got yelled at because we haven't played Metal Gear Solid, but we run a PlayStation podcast.
I was 6 years old. I didn't give a fuck.
Right, right. Yeah,
no, Clinton was president. I don't know what to tell you.
That is really unfortunate reality, and it's not even just the gaming space. Like, I get it on my reaction channel all the time, too, where people lessen my accomplishments because I am a, quote, hot blonde woman. And even just today, I got another comment where someone was like, I'm not going to watch this reaction. This is absolutely horrible. I know that some people subscribe just because you're a hot blonde. And I'm like, I have over 100,000 on one channel and over 50,000, 55,000 on a channel I just started in January. That's not because I'm a quote hot blonde. And if you look at any of the biggest channels in either of those, the biggest channels are not hot blonde women. They're men. So that argument, like, it doesn't even upset me. It just pisses me off because like, if you look at the numbers, they just don't corroborate that. And just tell me you're jealous. Like, that's all. Yeah. Just tell me you're jealous. Like, I get it. Obviously, in some aspects, yes, my life is easier because I am a, quote, hot blonde woman. But that doesn't make people subscribe to my channels. That might make them click on my video, but they're not going to subscribe just because I'm hot. They're going to click in, they're going to watch, and they're going to click out.
I will just say this, too. I wish someone would call me hot when they tell me to kill myself. So you're like, oh, these people are calling me hot. And then it's like a really mean thing. It's like, man, they usually just say I should kill myself. It's not like you're pretty. Like, it's usually like I'm a flat slob or something. And then they go for the jugular afterwards.
Kyle, yeah. You look really fit today. By the way, go fuck yourself.
You look ravishing, you piece of shit.
I love your beard. Go die.
There. Go die. Exactly. Yeah, God, like thinking through that perspective is like, but like, thanks. Like, I'd be confused. But yeah, like I
so dumb.
I hate that, and it's getting so much more. And like, to me, when I, like, you know, in September, seeing like what's good games go, it's like, well, shit, these are like, not just like, oh my God, these are really talented women, but like, these are just really talented individuals that we're seeing sunset their channel because it just doesn't make fiscal sense anymore. And it's just like, damn, it's getting really hard out there. Even, you know, other folks like Easy Allies, and now apparently, oh my God, Mega 64 is like teetering. It's like, there's so many awesome creative folks struggling to make ends meet, and then you just see these like vultures that, you know, that, and I'm not naming their names because no more of that, but like, you know, they're,
let's refer to them as bigots, like they are.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. these bigots that are just like, you know, it's either this woman's too sexy or she's not sexy enough, and like, you know, it's woke because like there's gay people in it. It's just like, what are we, what? And it just comes down to Elon's algorithm. And it's truly frustrating. It was truly one of the fears I had. I was like, I really hope that when we bring on that, I swear to God, if I get one of those like, yeah, she only bring her on because she's girl, I'm going to lose it. And I'm so thankful that we got the complete opposite. It's like, you need to bring her on. She's wonderful. She's amazing. I'm like, why did I even doubt this community? We're amazing. You know,
you've cultivated a good one. That's for sure.
Oh my, we really have.
Also, on the topic of fiscal sense, we don't get paid anything, T. So I apologize. Okay. Off the rip.
Off the rip.
It's been that 6 years. Okay. Maybe a penny.
Yeah, and like truthfully, like, we're saving up for Kyle's PC. The one thing like that, whatever, it's patreon.com, is like, you know, if we can't get a code for something, hit us up, and then we can supply you with stuff like that. The one thing I also want to make well known, while everybody's here, maybe you should have done it in private, but like, you are one of us. Like, you have as much say as Kyle and I. You are, you know, Now it doesn't come down to, hey, it's a split decision, what do we do? And now we have like, hey, two people are on board with something, or one's not, or whatever the deal is. So like, you have even share of what this is because you are part of this team.
Ooh, you just bring that up. We're gonna have to figure out a new trophy room rewards. point system. Because it used to be Joe and I get a point, and then the community gets a point or a vote. Now there's three of us, and four is an even number, so that doesn't really...
And this year is going to be very different. So, T, what we usually do is, like, we have, like, this whole category. We try to put all bunch of games. We have the community vote on them. But, like, this year, there's been less games. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, I haven't played enough of them to be like, oh, these are the four RPGs. So I truly don't know what we're going to do for our old Game Awards this year, Kyle. Anti. We're gonna have to workshop something in the next few weeks.
It's going to be fun. I think there's more games than what you are remembering.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But I agree where I haven't played a lot of them this year.
Yeah.
Which is, and I don't know if it's because my backlog was so large or if I just wasn't into personally as many of them or what the deal is. But yeah.
Balatro.
Still need to play it.
It just took all my time.
don't do it if you have another game like Dragon Age is tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get sucked into Balatro 30 hours later. You're like, oh no,
I come out, I'm unemployed. Jesus. That said, I thought of some things that I say that are very toxic in Call of Duty. That came to mind. I don't know why, but when it comes to like our Game Awards, yeah, it's something we're gonna have to really think about, and like, how do we do it different? Like, maybe we can have like more fun categories, like, you know, like the Hear Us Out category. We'll put, I don't know, some I know something bizarre is gonna
eke its way. Suggest one that we didn't end up including in the Indie Game Awards that we're doing the 6-1 Indie.
Please.
And I love the category. We'll probably do it on IndieCast anyway, but I don't care. I love it so much. Can we do the Best Boy category?
Fuck
like
yes.
The Best Little Companion or like Little Lad? Oh, no, it was Best that. Little Lad. That was the name of the category. I love it.
We got to set up it now. Okay, so now we know what it is. It's going to be more lulzy and whimsy.
So the Hear Me Out category will be games that didn't review well, but we still loved.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh my. You know, the idea is like, okay, this typically isn't an attractive thing, an attractive humanoid, but we find them hot, like all my robot lovers. So this is a game that doesn't necessarily review well. Listen,
NB5, I don't know why it speaks to me.
Listen.
I also want to make sure we still have like the main categories as well.
Yeah.
Like what, like best action, like that?
Like, well, more like, you know, best director, best performance, best indie.
Speaking of performance, I need to get his actual name. Hold on. Someone follows me on Instagram that I didn't know follow me on Instagram, and I fangirled hard today.
Oh.
Let me get his actual name.
Oh, that's another question I meant to bring up on the main show, but I think you hinted at it last week. But what is the one voice actor you would like to interview on the show?
Oh.
If you had a choice.
Well,
outside of Charlie Cox, because like I'm working on it, you know?
You already did Abu Bakr. I'm sorry if I butchered his name. I try. But yeah, other than that, I'm not sure I'd have to think about it because there's a lot. But Elias. You
always about have it back on.
Elias Tufexis. He was the voice of Samco. He's also in Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
He apparently follows me on Instagram and he commented on one of my posts and I was like, holy shit. He was like, great. I like your Starfield like winky face. And I was like, okay, I got to play it cool. Like, I know you're in Starfield. I know you play Samco in Starfield and that's why romance. And I also talked about, Joe, sorry if you want to, if you want to beep this, but I talked about fucking you with the jetpack on in Starfield because that was literally what was happening. And
she's one of us, guys. She's one of us.
He saw that and I was both mortified but also laughing hysterically. And now he follows me on Instagram. So I was like,
that's awesome.
Oh. How does your husband feel about that?
He's a good sport. He's a good sport. Good. He like, knows it's for the longs.
I ain't gotta be nervous at all. Oh my goodness. That's funny. Okay, so Hear Me Out, games of the Best Boy. I like that. Best Boy.
Or Little Lad. Whichever one.
Okay. Best Little Lad. Yeah. Best Companion.
Outside of Astrobot, I don't think we can nominate Astrobot. That feels like cheating.
God, yeah, because that's an instant win.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I feel like Astrobot would need its own category, like best Astrobot.
Mm.
If you were going to have him included, he needs his own category.
Have either of you done the speedruns yet?
No.
I let my friend borrow my game, and that was a mistake because I haven't gotten it back yet.
That's fair. That's fair.
I've done both weeks. I'm a little let down with the bots.
Oh.
Because guess what? Two of them are Helldivers.
Do you think they're all going to be Helldivers?
I hope not.
I feel like if it's 2 out of 4, that makes me think of 4 out of 4.
The last one was Eve and Helldivers, and I think the first week was a Helldiver and a character from a game I didn't immediately recognize.
You want to hear something fun? I was walking around town because I like to take one of my clients for a walk because it helps like ease their mind. And so, and it helps me get like my steps in. Mm-hmm. Walking around town, the barber shop had Astrobot playing with a little kid.
Hell yeah.
That's I'm awesome. Like,
yes, this is awesome. This is immediately I'm like, maybe I get my hair done. Put a little Astro while I wait. Yeah. So okay, new categories. All right.
This is a tangent, yes. But I was in New Jersey this weekend for a wedding and I almost texted you, but we were literally there for a day. So I was like, well, there's no point.
We're in Jersey.
We were on Mount Hope.
Mount Hope.
I don't know what town. That was the road. And I only remember because I'm from Rochester and there's a street named Mount Hope in Rochester as well.
Ooh, don't put out your assassination coordinates. All right,
you're brave. I don't live there. That's just the closest city. Murder per capita of the United States is my closest city.
That's wild.
Yay.
Mount Hope. Oh, okay.
That's where the hotel was. I don't remember where the actual event was. But I was like, oh, I should text Joe. And I was like, I'm here for a day. There's no point in texting Joe.
Oh, 34 minutes away. There you go.
Bad. Not too bad.
There you go. Oh, it's near. Oh. It's actually pretty, that's kind of near where Amy's boyfriend lives. Okay, fair enough. That said, T, we're almost done. We're almost done, I think, right? Oh, yeah. Okay, we got 9 more minutes. I want to know, when did you start like making content? When did you go, okay, this is it. This is the time. I want to start making stuff.
5 years ago. I don't know what year that makes it, but it was 5 years ago. And
let's not think that far back. I had more hair back then.
2019.
2019, thank you. Okay. I had been watching other creators because that was the lead up to Red Dead. Mm. And my husband was watching a lot of Let's Players when Red Dead came out while he was also playing it. And I remember walking in on one particular creator. Her name is Mars. She's really big now. She absolutely blew up from Red Dead, deservedly.
Mars is great.
Yeah, she's awesome. Really wholesome. And I remember watching her content, and this is not like a diss to her at all, but I was like, this is nothing fancy. I had wanted to do it forever. I remember I was joking with it with some of my students, like, oh yeah, I would love to be a YouTuber and play video games online. And we were all laughing about it, right? Because I thought it had to be like fancy. Like I was used to seeing like I don't know, like PewDiePie, like people that were just over the top. I was like, that's not me. That's not my personality. And then I saw mine, Mars, and I was like,
mine was like Achievement Hunter.
Yeah.
Like I would see them all like in a group setting, professional setups. Yeah. And
yeah.
Like you're in the office. Stuff. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mars, she's very chill. She was just in her bedroom at that point. She didn't have the fancy camera and stuff because her channel was not new, but newer. And she was still producing amazing content that I didn't watch the Red Dead because I wanted to play that myself, but I was watching her other videos and I was like, you know what? I really think I could probably do this. And then I started looking into other creators as well. And there's a couple others that I was watching that were all women. And I was like, listen, this is nothing fancy. And then I still didn't do it because I'm afraid of a failure and whatever. And I had been joking about it a lot. And finally I got drunk in Chili's one day off of half a margarita. And I was like, I'm doing this. I'm going to do this. And my brother was there too. And he's like, yeah, but like, what's your shtick going to be? Because I'm not an amazing gamer. I'm not like a professional gamer. I at that point didn't have insights in the gaming industry because I didn't pay attention to it. I was just like, I just enjoyed games. He's like, what's your shtick going to be? You have to have something. Like something has to appeal to your audience. And I was like, well, my shtick is going to be that I'm a lightweight. I'm a lightweight gamer. I'm drunk off half a margarita. I'm not a good gamer. But I'm just fun. You're just hanging out with me because I'm a lightweight and I'm fun. And that from there, I always say Chili's margaritas are to thank for my channel.
Hot damn.
Yeah. So lightweight gaming. And now I'm trying to make my own brand. So lightweight gaming, lightweight reacting. We have a wrestling channel. I have that I haven't really done anything with all summer because we've been so busy. I have a channel where I'm going to do unboxings, Lights Loot. Nice. So, you know, I'm trying to make like an umbrella from there. So it's just, I like that. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You really are one of us. Oh my God. Drunk off of Chili's. I got kicked out of an Applebee's 4 years ago. Like,
they're dangerous.
Also, like, I apologize if I didn't pick up on it earlier, but you're holding a dragon, right?
Oh yeah, I'm fiddling.
Are you Khaleesi?
I am. Yeah.
I forgot to say.
Why didn't I pick up on that earlier?
That's okay. It's hard to tell when it's just the top, right?
Sure. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. No, I got this little dragon from the Renaissance Festival, but it's like rubbery, nice. It's the perfect little fidget because I can just I'm a hand person, so it's...
Same.
Anything I have here is too noisy.
Yep.
I need something to play.
I need
with
a fidget spinner so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So the way I got into content creation was literally, it's always through tragedy where something great happens, mm-hmm. it seems. Because you know, I got into content creation because literally my grandpa was passing away. And I just needed something to just get my mind off of it. So mm-hmm. it's like, well, if I focus on, you know, just solely that, I'm going to be really depressed. So let me just take my mind off of it and record a video about Destiny. And this is how truly bad it was. It wasn't like I was playing Destiny and I like, you know, recorded my voice over it. I was literally playing Destiny and talking about what I was like talking about. Like it was, there were so many takes because I'm like focused on the game and trying to talk. And then kind of from there, it was just like, keeping on doing it. My problem was I stopped because I started enjoying just podcasting more mm-hmm. than actually YouTube content. I think the thing that kills my drive is when I see something I don't like and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. And I purposely stint my growth because of that. Mm-hmm. So like I think I'm better for it in this regard because it was the Fallout, what is it? The 76 fiasco. That was kind of where I was at my tipping point. I'm like, oh, I'm just making videos reacting to the drama. I don't like this. Yeah. I like the long form stuff more. Mm-hmm. And then that just kind of evolved into the trophy room. And what you said earlier of like evolving is, I was talking to Kyle about like evolving content on YouTube, which goes to my next question. It's like, man, gaming content. Last year has been rough. Last mm-hmm. 8 months has been really rough. And I'm hoping that after next week, things actually start dying down. Because I truly think it's like, because it's a political year. But how do you keep your head like above it? Like, and just keep on making that content and going, that's just noise. Like, how do you push that aside?
I remind myself that most of the people that are making the noise don't actually understand what's going on. Mm. And I am able to do that because there's like a statistic out there where something, and this isn't the actual number, so please don't quote the number. You'll have to look it up. But something like only 21% of adults in America are considered fully literate. Something crazy like that. Or 21% of adults in America are illiterate or something. I don't know. And that, as horrible as it sounds, that reminds me, like, the people that are being really vocal for the most part are not necessarily people that I would be having this conversation with in real life. And if I were in real life, they would not be having this conversation because they are the keyboard warriors that feel protected in their little basements behind their keyboards. And they would never say those things to my face. And if they could, they wouldn't be able to follow it up because it's something they're parroting from somebody else because they don't have the critical thinking skills to figure that out on their own. And I know that sounds really harsh and that's probably not necessarily the case, but that's what I remind myself. And honestly,
it 1000% is.
Like, honestly, even as a teacher, I would see that for my students. Like, I worked in a high needs district and I love, love, love my students. They were amazing, but they would come to me in 10th grade and I literally had a 10th grader who can vote now, who didn't understand that the sun was not on the earth, legitimately didn't know that. So mm-hmm. I think back to these anecdotes of when I was teaching and I'm like, these are the people that are having the really vitriolic things to say to me online, because I can take mm-hmm. normal criticism and you can tell when someone is coming from a point of critical thinking or understanding, you know, pointing out specific things that they don't agree with, but not attacking. Yeah. When someone goes straight to being toxic or straight to attacking or saying, oh, this is woke, or, oh, I'm not playing this because the woman's not hot enough or whatever, I understand that that is not somebody I would actually be having a conversation with. And I just don't let mm-hmm. it bother me.
God damn.
That being said, there was a phase where it really was getting to me, and I had to have my husband go through and delete any negative comment because I physically was ill thinking that I had to respond to my comments. So it's not always perfect. I'm in a good phase right now, but it's not always perfect. And my husband kind of helps me a lot of times where if there are more toxic ones, he responds as like my ghostwriter. And he's got a little script down where, because we don't want to feed the toxicity with the toxicity. So he's got a little script that's basically like, I understand this content isn't for you and that's totally okay. Peace, love, and happiness. Go find what's good for you, you know? And I don't have to see the negativity. He responds to it for me, but he responds to it with positivity. And that's really helped a lot too.
I've tried a lot. That's my default is like, I'm going to give you my customer service response. But then there's just some others. I'm like, all right, let me roll up my sleeves, motherfucker.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you really have to.
Yeah. Sure. It's like, all right, you evil piece of shit. Like, yeah, you're right. Like a lot of these comments, it's like, I typically look at it going, yeah, you're just mad that you're not in my position. All right, stay mad.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it is. It's jealousy because a lot of times, especially on YouTube, you go to the YouTube channel. It's people that have tried to make their own podcast, tried to make their own channel that did not do it successfully. So they have to find a reason to be angry at you or to say that you're lesser or to say that you're not as good because there has to be a reason that they failed and you didn't.
Right. And that's why they give you great compliments, though. God, again, I never get like, you're one hot Hispanic, but you got some shit takes. Like,
there was this one guy, and this was on a Twitter or Instagram or something, and he was like, oh, hot blonde, that's the only reason people watch you. I'm like, oh my God, you think I'm hot? Thank you so much. And he's like, you're missing the point. People are only watching you. I was like, oh my God, you think people watch my content? That's so awesome. And I kept taking every negative thing and twisting it. He was getting so angry. And all I was saying was just the optimistic outlook of what he said. Oh my God. You know, sometimes you got to mess with them.
Yeah. That's a good way of that. All right. I'm going to write that down. Jeez Louise. It's like, thank you. Maybe I will take that into consideration.
You care about what happens to my life? Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Jeez. That's excellent.
I'll never forget. Man, what was it? A few months ago at this point? I don't think we did it on the show. We made jokes about it on the show. But Joe and I, we sat down and we... we watched the videos of the Stellar Blade petition people. They're like, oh yeah, no, these are the people that are saying the most hateful things and I can't take you seriously anymore.
Exactly.
After watching you.
You know.
Like, you have my sword and my shield. God bless you, sir.
Cool.
Oh boy. That actually has helped. Like when I'm like, oh yeah, that's the sword and shield guy. Right. This guy can't tell time. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it. Oh, Kyle, your mic's doing the thing again.
That's so random.
We'll figure it out. We don't know what it is. Maybe the mic's upset with the stash. And your husband, like, he seems like he is 110% like on board. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not aggravated right now. He's like, honey, we had binging of Abbott Elementary. Come on.
No, I think so. One of the nice things is, so the reason I decided to take the leap and quit my job as a teacher to be full-time content creation is because I had my daughter, and childcare is really freaking expensive. And my entire teaching paycheck, with the exception of like $100, was going to go to childcare. So I was literally working to put my daughter in daycare, and I only had 6 weeks off, and I had horrible postpartum. It was not good. Yeah. The first year of her life was really rough just because of my health. So I was not in a place that I could have gone back to teaching. But because of that, she's home with me all day. And then he gets home and I work at night because that's, you know, the only time that I have. True. And then he's so exhausted that at 8 p.m. when it's her bedtime, he just wants to veg and play video games. So he's been okay. You know, like when I have to work or when I do these, he's like, that is totally fine. I want time to play my video game because I haven't had any time to. So it's been working out. And obviously it's an adjustment. Yeah. And it was a learning curve because, you know, time we had together is now time where I'm working or whatever. You know, we found a good balance, and he helps a lot on the channel as well.
Okay, one last question about you guys, because I really like, this is my thing, I'm like a helpless romantic type of deal. Like, I love a good rom-com. It really helps. Like, love a good love story. Like, when I have him, like, listen, I plan on having your husband to talk about you, like, to get to know you via your husband. I think it's gonna be a fun time.
It's gonna be fun.
To write questions for it, but
is my mic good now?
Yes.
I really quickly want to butt in. I'm glad Joe finished that sentence because he was like, I plan on having your husband. Like, okay, where's that's this right. going?
Watch out.
I saw him in that suit and I couldn't get enough. Exactly.
Wowzers. Wow. Hey, when did you know he was the one?
I like the shimmy that Joe's doing right
I
now.
I like it. Yeah.
Well, so we met like week one freshman year of college. And at that point we lived in the only dorm that was like not on the main part of campus. So we were like ostracized and we were on our own little island. So everybody in the dorm, we would just keep all of our doors open because we had no other way of meeting people because we were freshies. We had no idea. We were all over on our own. So me and a couple other girls were just walking around and going in any door that was open. We were just going in and introducing ourselves. And when I walked into his room, he was sitting on the floor playing Guitar Hero and he was really freaking good. Mm. Like really good. And I was like, wow, this kid's a nerd, my cup of tea. B, he's really good at being a nerd. So why don't I introduce myself? Because at that point in my life, I was a gamer, but I was embarrassed to be a gamer because I got bullied for a big time in school. So like I was a big WoW player. I would delete the WoW icon off my computer because I was paranoid that I'd be in the library and someone would see the WoW desktop icon. And I was like, this is a kid that I could actually like talk games with. And so I did. And I joke that I bullied him into dating me, and then it was pretty early on. We had like a lot of the same interests, and the things that we didn't have in common, we were willing to learn about the other and grow into having a lot of mutual things in common. And it's been great.
That's first amazing.
Off, I love that it's like Guitar Hero and not like he's playing Wonderwall on a real guitar.
No, it was guitar. It was Dragon Force. Dragon Age?
Hell Dragon yeah. Force? Dragon so, Force, yep.
But freaking the hardest level. And dude's crushing it. Crushing Hell it. Yeah. Like it could have been on leaderboards. I'm not kidding. He was really freaking good. It was to the point where after that, people would realize how good he was. And I'm not kidding you. We'd have 30 kids crammed in the floor just watching him play Guitar Hero. Like
that's awesome.
Dude was good. I don't know how good he is anymore because we haven't played him forever. But yeah.
You lean over love to your friend Stacy.
Love at first strum.
You lean over to your friend Stacy. You're like, Stacy, hear me out.
And he was also on the basketball team. So he was a nerd, but he's also a jock. And I was like, hey.
All right. Best of both worlds. Hey. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, this has been an excellent first post show with us three here gabbing about games and all that good stuff. Everybody, that's been the Trophy Room Post Show. We love you all very much. Keep your wits about you, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.